بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, we are now approaching the very blessed month of Dhul Hijjah. There is no doubt about the great significance that there is in this month, or more especially in the first 10 days of this month. We have heard previously also, and we have read a lot of literature, we have seen posters regarding the significance of the first 10 days of the Hijjah. And every year we explain these important reminders that these are no ordinary days. It is unanimous, all the ulama have agreed that these days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days, are absolutely auspicious, sacred, blessed, and extremely important in the life of a believer. To such an extent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after taking an oath on dawn, wal-fajri, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, Allah has taken an oath and a qasam on the 10 days or the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. Mufassirin, commentators, ulama have explained that the nights of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 nights, and of course many of them said what is referred to is here, that even though night has been mentioned, it refers to also the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has taken an oath on the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah, immediately showing us the paramount importance and sacredness of these days. Because if Allah Ta'ala wished, He could have taken an oath on so many other things as He has done in the Quran. Wal Asri, by time, wal Adiyat, by the animals, by the horses, the steeds that are fighting in jihad. Allah has taken a qasam on wal Fajr, by Fajr, dawn. Like that, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, Allah has taken an oath. For Allah to take an oath on anything, even though He does not require to take an oath on anything, for Him to take a qasam on any particular thing shows the significance of that thing. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned various ahadith indicating to the significance of these 10 days. In one hadith reported by Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, in which he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ma min ayyamin al-amalu s-salihu fiha wa fihinna ahabbu ilallahi azza wa jalla min hadhi al-ayyam, that there is no deeds, there are no days in which good deeds are done that are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than good deeds that are done during these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Imagine, just ponder and reflect. There are no days in which good deeds are done, a'mal salihah, which is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than those good deeds done during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Sahaba asked, walal jihadu ya Rasulullah, even jihad? So Rasul said, yes, these 10 days in which ibadat is done, amal saliha are done, they supersede even jihad, unless, illa, that a person comes out in the path of Allah and he becomes shaheed, he has taken his goods, his wealth and himself, and he's gone. فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ بِشَيْءٍ, he does not return with anything. In other words, he becomes a shaheed, he becomes a martyr. Then that is, obviously, it supersedes then even the good deeds of these 10 days. However, in this hadith we understand that mere going out in jihad, even that also does not get that importance like how good deeds are done during these days. And therefore, mashayikh and ulama have kept on advising us that take maximum benefit, spiritual benefit of these 10 days. If one ponders we will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly Allah ta'ala gives us occasions. Ramadan. Then we have these days of Dhul Hijjah. Then Qurbani. Then we have the days of Muharram. We have the day of the night of Shaaban. Then there are various occasions in the life of a person in which he is reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite our weaknesses, despite our disobedience, despite our wrongs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gives us chances and opportunities and no small rewards. Allah has given us great, great, great rewards and blessings just if we do a little bit of good deeds. And the hadith is general. مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ Good deeds. Good deeds is such a broad word. Whether you're reading salat, whether you're fasting, whether you're giving charity, whether you're reading Quran, whether you're making tasbihat, zikrullah, you are seeing to some poor person, some widow, some orphan, whatever good deed you are doing, it is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days. A mu'min should not be a seasonal believer, a seasonal Muslim. That only on occasions then we turn to Allah ta'ala. Yes, these are chances that Allah of His infinite mercy gives us a chance again to reconnect to Him. Because sometimes we become so overwhelmed with our surroundings, with our dunya, that we need these constant reminders and chances and opportunities. And Allah, out of His grace and infinite mercy, He could have said, okay, I gave you a chance once in your lifetime and that is sufficient. But no, Allah gives us every single year. So Allah is so kind. Allah is so kind. Now what must not happen that these first 10 days just go past and then we don't get that amount of blessings like how we would have got if we did good deeds during these 10 days. And also, we should remind ourselves that Amal Salihah is not only for these 10 days now. These are just opportunities, special favors of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in which the rewards are increased tremendously, immensely. A person who fasts during these first 9 days, because the 10th of Dhul Hijjah is the day of Eid, and it is not permissible to fast on that 10 day, on that day. So the other first nine days a person who fasts, on each day a person fasts, then it is equivalent to fasting for an entire year. So you keep only one fast, so you keep on the first of Dhul Hijjah, then you're getting the reward of having fasted for an entire year. Then specifically, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, which is known as Yawm Arafah, on that day, if a person keeps roza, then yukaffiru sanata al-madhiya wal-baqiya, then the sins of the entire year that has passed, and the sins of this year that is still going to come, all the minor sins of this year that has passed, and the year that is going to come, the minor sins of all that is forgiven. Can we get a more merciful Allah like this? What a great opportunity. Therefore, ulama have said, we should try and keep roza during these 9 days. If a person is unable, at least, it is not compulsory, but at least we should make a very concerted effort to at least keep roza on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah, whichever day it will be here in South Africa, depending on the sighting of the moon. So whichever day is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah for us here, then we will keep roza on that day and we will get this great reward. A person who makes ibadah during these 10 nights, he gets the sawab of making ibadah the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. So Allah Ta'ala does not expect us to make ibadah the entire night. A little bit of ibadah because He knows our weaknesses. But the virtue is so great. A little bit of ibadah, like how we are sitting now, we are taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, we read salawat upon Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, person reads some Quran, whatever little we do with sincerity, with ikhlas. So spend a little bit of extra time. So during these 10 days, these 10 nights, a little bit of seclusion, a little bit of extra time, a little bit more effort is required, and inshallah we will reap maximum benefits and blessings of these 10 days. A believer should have a plan in his life. And until we don't have this plan in front of us, that I need to achieve certain good deeds in my life. And yes, there are quite a few bad deeds and vice and evil in my life that I need to eradicate as quickly as possible. So this plan must be in front of us. And the goal is Akhirat Jannat, and to be safe from the fire of Jahannam. And we're going to look at this plan each day and see how well we are doing. How am I coping? Am I managing in reaching my goal and achieving my goal? Or I'm still sitting in the same spot? I haven't made any progress whatsoever. Each one of us should have this plan of action. Many times, it is common now, that we just look for a certain wazifa, one dua, for reading in these big days or big nights or any special occasion, and we suffice on that. Yes, there are duas that a person can recite, like example, Laylatul Qadr, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa, fa'fu anni. They are great virtues, and a person who reads that, then his sins are forgiven. There are wazaif mentioned, there are sunnah duas that we should be reading in our lives. But what is the trend now is we are not prepared to really connect to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We're not pondering over the real lesson of Qurbani, the real lesson of the Hijjah, the lessons of Hajj, the lessons of Umrah, the lessons of Baytullah, of Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. We're not looking at all this and see how do I fit in this? What is the sabak that I learn from this? How should I implement these teachings into my life? Remember a few weeks ago, I said that we have the desire to make a change in our lives. We want to now become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, there are some impediments in our lives, some obstacles. And the main obstacle is that we are not prepared to let go of certain sins that we have become so attached to and we are holding on to. We are making tawbah from other sins, which is easy for us to overcome, but there are certain evil things that we are doing in our lives, we are just not able, or we just don't want to give up those actions. So the love for those actions are still within our hearts. I gave you the example of Layla and Majnun, that Majnun was so crazy over Layla, he was infatuated, that he saw nothing beside Layla, Layla, Layla. To such an extent, when his father took him, and we mentioned the entire incident, that right at Baytullah he went for Hajj and his father took him and made him hold the ghilaf of the Kaaba and said, now make Tawbah from your love for Layla. He said, wallah, I make Tawbah from all sins but the love for I have for Layla. Going right there, right there. And this is the lesson for the Hajjis also. Those who are gone for Hajj, those who may still be going for Hajj. That we need to make a sincere Tawbah for every single sin that we have committed. Then the Hajji returns. رَزَعَكَ يَوْمَ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. Like how the day when his mother gave birth to him. In other words, now all his sins are forgiven. Otherwise, we are embarking on this very, very sacred and noble journey. And we are spending so much of money. And we're making this effort and we go there. And even in those Mubarak places, we are still shouting, screaming, cheating, lying, casting lustful glances at haram. And we are still committing sins. And we are not making sincere tawbah istighfar, then when we will return, we will not return as true hujjaj. Then we cannot expect to be rewarded in hajj mabrur. So even those who are not going for hajj, these occasions are occasions for us to sit back and reflect, contemplate. Time is running out. We have seen so many janazas in the last few days. May Allah make maghfirat of all the marhumeen. When Maut is going to come, we do not know. The plan of action cannot come out after we leave this world. Then it is too late. So we have to have this firm intention now, that these occasions, let me make some effort. I always mention, take baby steps towards Allah, and Allah comes running to you. A little bit of effort. And we have to have sincerity, ikhlas. And with that, himmat, courage. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes openings for us. We ourselves become baffled. And how did Allah give me this opportunity and that opportunity and this and that? So my respected brothers and elders or mothers and sisters listening at home, these are Mubarak days, blessed days. Yes, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned that a person who reads tasbih, tahmid, takbir, tahleel in these days, he is greatly rewarded, or he should increase the tahmid of Allah, the tasbih of Allah, the takbir of Allah, the tahleel of Allah, which simply means subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, which we know as the third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Increase this during these days, and specifically the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sahaba kiram, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they used to go into the marketplaces during these days and say the takbir audibly, reminding themselves and others also about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These days, and the lesson of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, the qurbani, the hajj, all that brings about again the lesson of tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the supremacy of Allah, that everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our master. We are just his slaves. We're living in this world for a short while. We have to face Allah on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah is so kind. And Allah is so merciful. So we have to reflect and ponder. And by saying takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we are reconnecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So simple. You're going to read subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. We mentioned previously, on many occasions, the benefit of saying subhanallah. Every time a person says just one subhanallah, if I say subhanallah, so immediately a tree is planted for me in Jannah. Immediately. A person who says subhanallah wa bihamdihi, just 100 times daily, 100 times, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, 100 times. Then all his minor sins are forgiven completely, even though they may be equivalent to the foams of the oceans. So much of minor sins he has in his life, but just 100 times he read subhanallah wa bihamdihi, and all those minor sins are forgiven. Another hadith, person reads subhanallah wa bihamdihi in the morning and evening 100 times each, then on the day of Qiyamah, no other person will come with any action more virtuous and more rewarding than this person. Except that person who read more than 100 times each. Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, whoever is subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, then it is more beloved to me than anything upon which the sun has shone. In other words, it is more beloved to me than the entire world. So these are blessed days. We will try and keep some rozas, if not all those days, at least on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, and bear in mind the rewards that Allah is giving us. At night before going to sleep, make wudu, roll out your musalla, make tawbah, istighfar, read some tahajjud, some extra nafil. It is important to engage in sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar, and oh Allah, that vice and evil I'm committing, oh Allah, you help me now, my Allah. Help me to get rid of those sins. And we make dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of us are part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know what the ummah is going through. We know what our brothers and sisters in Palestine, what they are going through every single day. These are the occasions now. We make dua firstly for ourselves, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our friends, our progeny. And dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Specifically those who are going through great difficulties. And also make dua for our youth. They will be our future leaders. So we need to worry and make dua for our youth. Then of course we have to make dua for stability of peace in our country. So we keep on making dua. Allah has given us these chances. Allah is giving us occasions wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is coming down. So maximize from these days, take maximum benefit and rewards. And the important lesson here is to reconnect to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Inshallah, on other days we'll explain the lessons of Qurbani or whenever we get the chance, and about Hajj and the farewell pilgrimage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the simple lesson here tonight is that these are blessed days. So before Dhul Hijjah comes in, we must be ready to now embrace Dhul Hijjah with amal-e-salihah, with good deeds. increase our tasbihat, tilawat of Quran, some tahajjud, some whatever dua, istighfar, tawbah especially, and gain from the mercy of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we want. A mu'min does not have sukoon in his heart with the things of this world. Sukoon is only in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he reconnects with Allah, when she reconnects with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we realize that Allah is our master. We are just his slaves, we are his servants. And we need Allah Rabbul Izzat every breath of our life. And we need to be in sajda. And we need to be in ruku. We need to be supplicating. We need to be making tawbah to Allah. We need to be returning to Allah. We need to make amends and change our lives. We have to bring in our lives real khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until we don't have Allah in our lives and the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our lives will always be restless. Hazrat Arif Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned one occasion, he was sitting in the Haram Sharif and suddenly is either Hajj Umrah and there was a huge crowd, and amidst this crowd, and many times when we go also we see suddenly a little child is lost, loses its mother, its parent, and the child is sobbing and crying. And this tear is rolling down this little baby's, little child's cheeks. And he sees that all the mothers from various countries pick this child up and showing piyar and muhabbat to this child and trying to pacify this child. They're putting the child on their chest, on their shoulders, and they're kissing the child and consoling this child and making this child feel okay and comfortable. But the child continues to cry until finally, when the real mother comes, Aslima, he says, Aslima. When the real mother comes, and she holds this child, and she hugs this child, and she kisses this child, and she places this child to her bosom, he says, then only this child stopped crying, and then this child became settled. You see, ulama and sulaha, Allah's friends, for us it is just one thing that could have happened, and we say, shame, the child got lost and found his mother. But they take a lesson from this. And he said, all the things in this world, the vanities of this world, the things that we are chasing and hankering after in this world, will never give us that peace of mind. It will always make us restless and bear chain. And the only thing will give us chain when our real attention is focused only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how this real mother, when she took this child onto her lap, and she embraced the child. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us into His love and His mercy and His muhabbah and His ishq, when we turn to Him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then showers us with His mercy, then and only then we will get real chain in our lives. And this is the chain which every one of us is looking for. Every single one of us. There's no chain and sukoon in our lives simply because our direction is moving away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we go a little bit towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Allah makes it way towards Allah very, very easy. May Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah, اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allah show your mercy upon us my Allah Ya Allah forgive us for every single sin we have committed my Allah major sins minor sins knowingly unknowingly Allah in the darkness of the night in broad daylight in public in privacy my Allah you are ghafur rahim Allah you love to forgive my Allah Allah you have given us so many chances in our life my Allah Ya Allah we made so much of tawbah but we broke the tawbah my Allah forgive us my Allah Ya Allah you are too kind my Allah you are too loving my Allah Ya Allah, we make shukr to you for every bounty that you have blessed us with, my Allah. Especially the ni'mat of iman, my Allah. The ni'mat of you giving us or making us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you give us a tawfiq to take your mubarak name, my Allah. Ya Allah, our tongues are napak, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you still gave us that chance, my Allah. You still favor us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the true dhakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, humari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to change in our lives, my Allah. We want to become spiritually strong, my Allah. We want to have that bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat. And the ishq and muhabbat of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, overlook our faults, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Grant us afiyat in our lives, my Allah. Give us change and sukoon in our lives, my Allah. Our lives are full of anxiety, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all hardships from our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the obstacles that are hindering our path towards you, my Allah, remove it, my Allah. Ya Allah, embrace us with your mercy and your love and your kindness, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Bless us with the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut on iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, protect us from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirreer. From the fitna of the fitteen. From the hasad of the hasideen. From the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, let there be peace, ya Allah, in our country, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo, ya Allah, hamari jaan aur abru ki hifazat farma. Iman ki hifazat farma. Masajid, marakis, madaris, ya Allah, makatib, ya Allah. Ya Allah, humari gharo ki hifazat farma, ya Allah. Project our deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let there be any nuqsan on our iman and deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. For such a long time now, my Allah. They have been suffering, my Allah. They have been butchered in Palestine, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Mubarak days are coming, my Allah. Allah, we saw good Ramadan, good Eid al-Fitr, my Allah. Eid al-Adha is coming, my Allah. When the whole world will celebrate, my Allah. These masoom children, my Allah, they've got no parents, they have become orphans, my Allah. They've got no food, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Allah, nobody can question you, my Allah. You are Hakeem, my Allah. You are full of wisdom, my Allah. We know you're rewarding them tremendously, my Allah. Allah, arham farma. Ya Allah, change the conditions, my Allah. Bring good conditions for them, my Allah. Remove the enemies from them, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. We ask you by your Ismi Azam, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat al-Ula. Grant the Muslim Palestinian brothers and sisters and those masoom children, ya Allah. Give them afiyat. Ya Allah, give them hifazat, my Allah. Give them victory now, my Allah. Give them victory, my Allah. Allah, where can they go, my Allah? They got nowhere else to go but you, towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Rahim Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, the dushman, the a'da, the enemy, my Allah, you destroy every one of them, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, give us maut in man. Maut in Madinah Sharif, baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hawdi Kothur water from his Mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Ya Allah, we've got different hadat and needs, my Allah. Each one sitting here, ya Allah, he has raised his hands. Our mothers and sisters have raised their hands at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are filled with needs and we are begging only from you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een.
Allah, we only worship you, my Allah. Allah, we only begging from you, my Allah. You are the only one who can assist us, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are young boys and young girls of marriageable age, my Allah. They want to live a chaste and pure life, my Allah. Allah, you find them suitable partners quickly, my Allah. And give them barakat in their lives, my Allah, and in their nikahs, my Allah. Allah, so many youngsters have got married, my Allah. But within a few days and weeks, ya Allah, the nikah is over, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, hifazat for my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our nikahs, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people who are maqroos, they have got debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help them to fulfill the debts, my Allah. Put raham in the hearts of their creditors, my Allah. There are so many people who are sick and ailing, ya Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Ya Allah, accept the hajj of all the hujjaj. Ya Allah, they are so fortunate that you call them to your Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. They will be in Mina, in Muzdalifah, and Arafat, my Allah. And they will be raising their hands, my Allah. And your mercies will be coming, my Allah. And you'll be forgiving them, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us also Hajj, ya Allah. Especially those brothers and sisters who have not gone. And more especially those upon whom Hajj is fard. Ya Allah, give them the understanding and create the sabir and path, ya Allah, for them to make the Hajj. Allah, all those who have not made Hajj, ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Allah, grant them the tawfiq of making Hajj, ya Allah. If not this year, then next year, then my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no power above you, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the hujjajs, Hajj, whatever dua they're making, Allah, answer the duas, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-hamm, mujib da'wati al-muttarreen, idha da'uk, rahmana dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا الله all the مرحومين give them جنة الفردوس especially our family members my Allah يا الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.